Are you familiar with the Proverbs 31 woman? If not, know this. She was a boss. Seriously, if she were a coffee drinker back in Bible times, she would have one of those boss mom or boss lady mugs. And for some reason, I picture her as Wonder Woman with her long hair blowing in the wind. We know she wore purple, so maybe she at least had a purple cape. We don't know for sure, but to me, she seems like a superhero, and I feel like I always fall short in comparison. She's described through 21 verses at the end of the book of Proverbs, which is a book full of wisdom God gave us to guide us in so many areas of our life. Many women might cringe when compared to the Proverbs 31 woman, but we shouldn't feel shame by this description, but instead be inspired, sharpened, and encouraged by her, all while resting in the unforced rhythms of God's grace as we lean into His strength where we are weak. So, resting in that grace, I do want to challenge us to look at some of the words used to describe this virtuous woman. She is faithful and good. She provides for her family and serves them well. She is early to rise, which means she probably didn't stay up late scrolling Facebook or watching TV. I know. I'm right there with you. She's thoughtful and cares for others. She is wise with business and investments. She is charitable, trustworthy, prepared, and apparently not afraid to go out in the snow. It's in verse 21. She sows, understands the importance of self-care, speaks wisdom, is kind, and she watches over the ways of her household, which tells me she's great at discipline and time management. I bet she had one of those command centers in her home with a calendar, meal plan, and to-do list. She's obviously rocking her days. Toward the end of chapter 31 is where I want to focus. Proverbs 31, 27. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Now here's confession time. I was listening to a podcast recently and the host read Proverbs 31. When she got to this verse, I couldn't stop thinking about it. She does not eat the bread of idleness. Now, when I think of hot, fresh bread, I want to eat it with butter and maybe even honey. I think the bread of idleness holds the same temptation. I feel like I've been eating some of the bread. Now, mamas, we know for many of us, sitting still may be a rarity. We are juggling so many things, and rest is good for us. God commands us to Sabbath and rest to recharge. But where I feel I may be eating the bread of idleness is more in the way of when I have free time. Am I spending too much of it in areas that aren't replenishing my soul? And the answer I came to was yes. Where I could have been reading a book, I got lost on a social media rabbit trail. When I could have taken a walk to strengthen my body and mind, I got sucked into the headlines of the day and all the commentary and rhetoric surrounding them. When I could have taken time to be intentional with spiritual conversations and time with my girls, I allowed them to spend too much time on their screens as I scrolled through mine on Marketplace just to see what things I do not need that other people are selling. The temptation of eating the bread of idleness is so very subtle, and in ways my heart wants to justify that I've earned indulging myself with doing whatever I want, whenever I want, for however long I want. For me, that's where my heart needs to surrender. This is how we can allow the wisdom of this chapter in Proverbs to wash over us. It's not about being perfect. It's not about guilt or shame, but it is about being open to correction and aware of areas we can work on. And what I love about Jesus is that He meets me right where I am and gives me strength to follow where He is leading me to change. He'll do the same for you. That's the truth. It's beautiful, grace-filled, bread of life truth we can all be filled with and even find rest in today. I'm Lori Klein.